Crows play West Coast. 7:40 start. For those that didn't know, 7:40 start, a must-win game. I am nervous. Oh, boy, I'm nervous, but I might get a bit of confidence from our next guest, Adelaide CEO Andrew Fagan. Fags, welcome.
It's good to be here, mate.
I'm a little bit nervous.
Be excited.
Hey, the sold-out flag's gone up again.
Yeah, sold-out flag has gone out again, which is fantastic. Look, it's been a big week to recognise and thank our fans. Obviously, you know, membership was up again. Our membership count for the clubs, I think we're close to 67,000, you know, all up, which is fantastic. I think if we get over 42,000 or so here tonight, we'll have the highest average home attendances of any club in any code across the country.
That is unreal.
Which is fantastic. And look, thanks, big thanks and shout out for all of our supporters, because that's an amazing achievement.
Amazing.
And look, we certainly expect to pass that. So the game's been sold out, and I'd be expecting we'll get 50,000 plus.
Yep, 42,000 on your ear. That is a great achievement. First time that's ever happened. Also, I guess the interesting thing is the difference between your number and the AFL number. Now, that we know there's some slight differences, but you'd be wrapped again, though, in terms of the yield. You've had the memberships that you want, because that have been really rewarding for the club.
Yeah, well, that's right. It's the AFL numbers are always interesting, because our AFL number won't change too much because of how we model up the stadium. Look, it sells out, it's full. We've got about 42,000 of them who've got 11 game memberships, which, you know, they're our core, your backbone of support of the club. And then we obviously try and ensure that we've got enough daily tickets coming through so new fans can experience a Crows match. Increasingly for us, it's about engaging with the 500,000 fans, and that's where our focus is, and that's where the growth in our membership base is going to be.
It's been a huge week for yourself and the footy club, and a great initiative that the club will wear the Indigenous jumper in the warm-up tonight. Did you think about wearing it for the whole game, folks?
Yeah, we did, Quinty. The issue was we didn't have enough of them. So off the back of our Indigenous game earlier in the year, we auctioned off that set of jerseys or that set of jumpers to raise money for the Indigenous programs that the club runs.
Yep.
Andrew McLeod's Indigenous program. So we raised a chunk of money for that, which is great. Obviously not expecting to wear the jumpers again in 2016. So, and then the other set got given to the boys. I think Eddie's is in a frame up in his wall. So, but look, we managed to cobble together enough that they could wear them in the warm-up. And look, it's they wanted to do something. It was just really symbolic and of the role that Indigenous players have played with the Adelaide Football Club in years gone by, and you know they do currently and will into the future, and in footy more broadly. So look, it'll be a pretty special moment.
Appropriate time for us to say congratulations to Eddie again. He has a forgiving heart to your club and Port. We've moved on from that, and that was fantastic. It's also the RAA membership appreciation round. What does that entail for your guys today?
Yeah, there's a lot going on actually. RAA, obviously a massive partner of ours, and they're our membership partner. There's opportunities today in the RAA tent just behind you, actually, for people to go into the draw to toss the coin, to be a part of the Guard of Honour, to have their seats upgraded, all sorts of things. And obviously, we got the Legends game out there as well. I'm disappointed that Bix is
skibbity-doo.
And you're always sitting here having to work. But I saw Smarty this morning. He told me he's been stretching for days. He's at short odds in our footy club to maybe do a hammy or a calf, but I'm hoping you'll get through. So, look, I think that's a good opportunity for a bunch of RAAs or our members and supporters that through the RAA competition get to play with legends of the footy club. So again, that'll be good fun. It kicks off, I think, in a few minutes.
Fags, I was slow on the uptake for this women's league, and we spoke about that, and I had my reasons for that. Now that we know we've got a coach and some players and some real marquee players, I'm starting to get a little bit excited about it. Well done about your coach. We had her in the studio earlier. Just a quality person.
Yeah, she's a star. So, look, I think obviously everyone will get to know her over the coming months and years. And, look, she's a really impressive individual. And you've got to recognise, well, this is a start-up team, essentially. Mm. And I think she's really well positioned with what she's done in her life to put the right culture in place and put the structures in place to ensure that we can be successful, not just in year one, but going forward. And obviously we announced a couple more players to join our marquee players, which were announced a little while ago. So we're starting to roll over, and we've got a quite a significant amount of corporate support already pledged for the team as well. So look, everything's in really good shape with that, and you'll hear plenty more about the team over the coming weeks.
Well, Courtney Cremmy was the other girl, and Angela Foley. I had Nigel Smart sit next to me. He's just come back from the NT. Some big announcements with corporate dollars, and you were spot on again. Rowie, We're going to make money on the back of this big fella, so just pull your head in. So well done. Congratulations. Hope some comes from the state government.
Yeah, the other one, now we know you've been able to do wonders with the AFL. You got rid of the equalisation. I heard a little birdie told me you organised the train situation as well, so congratulations fixing that up.
Yeah, no, I can't take credit for that one, but we... Now,
thankfully it worked out.
Yeah,
okay,
look, really happy that it worked out. Look, we were obviously in touch with the state government, and look, it's a good outcome. It would have been really disappointing to have, you know, what is a pretty significant fixture impacted by, you know, by that action, and I'm really glad they worked out a way to at least defuse it for this week, and they can continue their discussions at another time.
Some talk on the Footy Show last night, if you believe it, that Scotty Thompson is going on next year. Can you? I know you don't comment on list management, but I have to ask the question. Is an announcement regarding Tomo just around the corner?
Oh, you know, you've got to ask, and you know that I'm not going to tell you. But look, he's playing some good footy. He has throughout the course of the season. But look, those announcements will be made, you know, in due time.
What about Jared Lyons? Oh, he's in a different cattle to Scott Thompson because of his age. It's rare to leave it this late for a required player. Is same deal. Is he going to sign up next year? And are you confident on that one?
Mate, you're right. It does fit in the same bucket. It's not much different in that he's a contracted player. He's off contract at the end of this season, and we'll make announcements on all those players in coming weeks.
Now, after the game, what's become a tradition at the club, final home game, you get someone from the crowd and they get presented with a jersey. Just the selection process, how does that happen? How do you pick who gets rewarded with that?
Yeah, you're right. So 22 lucky members will get to come onto the ground and receive their Guernsey. Look, it's effectively a random selection for those members that have attended all 11 games throughout the course of the season. So that's the qualification. Otherwise, it's selected at random and they'll be informed during the course of the match and said get to receive that last year. And that was actually the first game that I attended Adelaide Oval. Before I actually had the job, I was here at the last game in 2014. I thought it was a really special moment, and I'm sure it'll be special for those people later tonight.
And they get the blood, sweat, and hopefully not the tears, which will be a good result for tonight.
We're getting a lot of texts and emails. When will the finals ticketing be announced? Obviously after this week, but have you got any update or detail about that?
Yeah, look, it'll come out. I'm hoping to get advised on Sunday night, probably, as to what the fixturing is going to look like. Obviously, we're like everyone else. We're not sure what day we'll be playing, where exactly we'll be playing. We've obviously got a thrilling end to the season with this final round that will be impacted quite significantly by the results in terms of the final series. So, mate, there'll be announcements of that. I think that'll come out on Monday, if not before.
600th game for the Crows tonight. Did you know that?
Yeah, pretty special. So I didn't know it until actually early in the week when someone informed me of it. So it's another moment. And look, another little moment of significance tonight is that I think it's the first time since 2005 that two non-Victorian teams have played on a Friday night. So, usually a Victorian team's... In fact, I think it's been 250 Friday nights since then, and every one of them's had a Victorian team in it. But tonight, great recognition, I think, for the footy that the Crows play and indeed that West Coast play. Look, they're both high point-scoring teams, play a pretty attractive brand of footy, so hopefully we'll see that on the Oval tonight.
That is an amazing stat. That is a dead-set disgrace.
Well, no, you can understand, though.
No, I don't understand anything.
Well,
that's a disgrace.
Who pays the bills?
I knew I'd get you going.
Yeah, well, we've got a guest on, so you two can argue after.
That is a dead-set disgrace.
We'll argue about it later.
Well, look at Fake Smalling. Bro, he's giving me the thumbs up.
Get on with it, boys.
I have to deal with this the whole time in the middle of these two. But All-Australian team announced next week. I would expect there'd be a few Crows players' names up in lights.
Yeah, look, I think there's plenty who've put their hand up with their consistent performances throughout the course of the season. And I'd like to think that we'll have at least a few boys that are pretty happy and receive appropriate reward for their performances. So, look forward to that coming out. It'll be another, hopefully another moment of pride for our supporters.
I'm nervous, Fakes. Come on, fire me up. You've been in the rooms. They're playing good footy, West Coast. How the boys been this week? The mood? I built it as a mini final. It is a mini final. Second spot, lose fifth.
Yeah, look, there's plenty on the line, isn't there, mate?
Yeah.
So there's plenty on the line, which is, it's funny that you can win so many games and you're still sort of coming to the last round with such shifts that are there. But it is what it is. I think that's great. If you're nervous, mate, add some sauce on it because that's where I am. Yeah. And I'm never great to sit next to watching the footy at the best of times. I certainly won't be tonight. There's plenty riding on it. Where are that? But equally, the guys have been pretty focused during the course of the week. Pikey's been great and the other coaches on keeping them you know, looking at just, you know, what's in front of you. So there's not much point looking at, you know, what the first week of finals is like. It starts with what tonight's performance is like, and that starts with probably how we start the game. So we just got to go through our own process, and the rest will hopefully take care of itself.
See, we didn't even mention Rory Sloane. I've moved on, Vix.
Good stuff.
Fates hasn't, have you? Thumbs down. Oh!
We are thankful, Andrew, that you've been able to join us here. Good luck for tonight. Congratulations on what your club's been able to do with membership and attendances.
Brilliant.
It's been outstanding, and yeah, as we said, good luck, and let's hope it works out well for the club.
Yeah, thanks to our supporters, guys, and thanks for your support too. Cheers.